This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, nobody can say they were surprised, right? As promised a week ago, President Trump today signed those steel and aluminum tariffs that have been the talk of economic policy. We've got our trade reporter, Tracy Samuelson, live on the phone from New York for the latest on this one. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Kai.
So this was a fairly deliberate tableau, I think you could say, in the Roosevelt Room of the White House today. Set the stage for us. Set the scene.
Yeah, so President Trump walks in, and it's pretty striking. On one side of the room, you've got a bunch of government guys in suits, like Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. On the other side, a bunch of steel and aluminum workers who've been flown in from places like Kentucky and Pittsburgh. A couple of them even have hard hats tucked under their arms.
Yeah.
And he starts to sign a couple proclamations to levy these tariffs. But first, he makes the case for them and says, we need to protect these domestic steel and aluminum industries so that we can make ships and planes and other stuff that we need for national defense, but also that they're important for our economic security. And then he starts talking about how the tariffs, they need to be flexible. And, for example, they're not going to apply to Canada and Mexico, as you mentioned.
Yeah. So help me out with that bit, because up until, like, I think yesterday, there were no exemptions for anybody. How do we get from here to there, and what's the deal?
Right. The president supposedly didn't want to exempt countries, but we've heard a lot from countries, our trading partners, who are very upset about the idea of these tariffs.
Yeah.
So to start, they won't apply to Canada and Mexico. That's automatic. And other countries can apply for exemptions, although it's still a little bit fuzzy for me how this is going to work. So Trump said he'd be open to modifying or removing tariffs for nations as long as we can agree on a way to ensure their products no longer threaten our security. How countries make that case, not quite sure yet. Also not quite sure how many countries would get exemptions. Obviously, the more countries you exempt, the weaker these tariffs become. The White House has also said that when countries are given exemptions, to ensure that we're still protecting these aluminum and steel industries, that they're going to have to raise the tariffs that apply to the remaining countries.
Which will, I'm sure, go over really well. There is some triangulation going on here, right, with NAFTA negotiations, which are sort of in the midst of being they're on pause now, but they're going to pick up in like a week or two.
Right. And again, this is pretty tricky, because if you link these NAFTA negotiations with these tariffs, if you say we're not going to apply these tariffs as long as NAFTA negotiations progress, that potentially undermines the national security rationale that Trump is using to levy these tariffs in the first place. So that's something that could definitely be used to challenge the tariffs at the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Trump has tried today to link NAFTA and national security, saying that national security is an important part of the NAFTA deal. But again, this is a little confusing because that's a trade agreement, not a defense treaty. So how those two things jive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Real quick, in the half minute or so we have left, interesting day for these to be signed, because down in Chile today, the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal was signed without the United States in it, the president having taken us out.
Right. And so the symbolism of those two things happening on the same day is really interesting. You have these remaining 11 countries in the TPP moving forward without the U.S. at the same time that Trump is levying tariffs. It's a protectionist move, a move away from free trade.
Globalization is a tricky beast. Tracy Samuelson on the trade before us in New York. Thanks, Tracy.
No problem.